Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at GCNLive.com. GCNLIVE.com. Genesis Communications Network. Class, you can listen to us on RenseRadio.com. RenseRadio.com. The Ron Gibson Channel on Odyssey and BitChute. That's Ron Gibson, RonGibson. Ron as his first name, Gibson last name. And let's see, Global Star Radio Network. Global Star Radio Network, there's a telephone listen line there. When we are live between the hours of 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, 605-615-1815, 605-615-1815. That's the Global Star Radio Network telephone listen line. And Todd Waite, the owner of it, transmits up to Galaxy 19, and Galaxy 19, the satellite, transmits back down to North America, Central America, parts of Europe, and North Africa. Thank you very much, Todd Waite. Kathy's with us in Ohio. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are things at the farm today?
Kathy, I'm still frosted. I'm, you know, a couple days ago, some mischievous people were involved in dumping a half a pickup truck load of trash right on the low water bridge, right on the other side of the dirt road where we live. So 15 feet off our farm, bags and bags of rotting, maggot-infested trash and all kinds of stuff in there. I mean, a lot. So I called the sheriff's office, and they said, okay, they'll send a deputy out. The deputy came out, and one of our neighbors saw the deputy in his car. This is right across the road. I mean, this is right along our fence line, you know, just 15 feet off our fence line, right on the low water bridge. And we knew it was going to rain this morning, or we thought it was, and it is. And we were afraid that this pile of trash would go downstream, cups and bags and pizza boxes and, you know, McDonald's-type trash. That's what it was, McDonald's and fast food-type trash, small serving pizza boxes. And I was frosted. The neighbors are frosted. Everybody's outraged on our road. And so I called the sheriff's office. They said they'd send a deputy. The deputy was right at our locked gate. You know, we have an entrance area where you can pull in and stop before you hit the gate. And so I guess he was doing his paperwork. Neighbor crossed the road saw him, asked him what's up. And he was talking about the trash. And he, I recommended that the deputy, when I talked to him, go look through there and see if you can find an envelope with an address on it and find out who dumped it. And so that was his plan. He found an envelope, and he was going to the location where the envelope was addressed to. And it's in the next county. It's right over the county line. So our county sheriff's office handed it off to the neighboring county. Nothing happened. The trash just sat there. And the neighbors were picking up bags of it at a time, but there's still a lot there. And as I mentioned, this is half a pickup truck load. And so the neighboring county said, well, you know, we don't come out to your county. Our county said, well, it's the neighboring county that did it. There, nothing's happening. Nothing. I said, this is a health concern. This is a health problem. This is rotting, infested. This is a biological problem. I couldn't get an answer. You know, you call the sheriff's office and nobody will give you their name. You know, one guy has a name, Jailer. That's his name, Jailer. May I have your name? Jailer. So another one's name is Dispatcher. I guess they don't want people to know who they are. So they just use their title as their name. So nothing was going to happen. So I said to our county, so if someone sets this on fire, is that a problem? To burn this biological hazardous waste before it goes downstream and the cows start eating it and die? It's going to go downstream on our neighbor's property, but it's right on the low water bridge that separates us from them. And I finally got a deputy who said, I don't care what you do. That's a quote. I don't care what you do. I said, well, look, I'm not interested in being arrested for setting trash on fire that someone else dumped here to prevent a biological hazard. I'm not interested in having or being arrested for cleaning up this mess. He said, nah, we don't care what you do. And I said, so are you giving me permission? He said, yeah, yeah. So I got the deputy's name. I finally got his name. And deputies give their names. The others, you know, the people who are the staff don't like to give their names. So somebody set it on fire, and Bam and I were in the vehicle, you know, watching this burn last night, and car after car came by, and people said, hey, thanks so much for doing that. We really appreciate what you did. And we said, we're just watching it. And so the village now has a village watch. And the village, our road, we're not going to tolerate any of this anymore. I mean, literally. It's going to be an awful price to pay for someone to do this again. So that's where we are, Kathy. And, you know, we mentioned we're on our own. Does that sound like we're on our own? What do you think?
Yeah, Vince, it's just, who thinks like this? Who thinks it's okay to dump their trash and not pick it up? You know, I walk up and down our road, and I take a bag with me, and I pick up cans and wrappers and fast food things and you name it. I just, because I don't want it to look like a junkyard.
Well, and here's the thing. Walt Disney, back, probably in the 60s, did a little study about this. Maybe it was even in the 50s. And what they determined was that if someone threw a cigarette butt down on the park pavement or sidewalk or walkways, one cigarette butt would beget 20 more or 50 more. So if it's okay for one person to put a cigarette butt down there and put it out with their foot like people do, like smokers do, it would bring a whole bunch more. So what Disney had was a bunch of people in white uniforms with these dust pans on the end of a rod, a stick, with a broom. And they'd go up, and if they saw gum wrappers and things like that, they'd just sweep it into this little dust pan on a stick and make sure that it wasn't an advertisement to throw your cigarette butts and wrappers down. But people are pigs. Absolutely. So this is an outrage. And why are we covering this on USA Prepares? Why would we spend time on this? Because we indicated what the solution is. This is a biological problem. This would kill cows. It would poison the stream. So somebody set it on fire. And I can't say who. Because nobody seems to know. Nobody seems to have seen anybody set this on fire. But it was set on fire. And it looked like somebody poured either diesel fuel or engine oil or used engine oil or something like that to get it started. And it was the right thing to do. Even though burning plastic is toxic, it's not as bad as the biological hazard that would ensue. So now you heard how one group of people, is dealing with this. Now, the reason this is important is anarchy is on, it's on its way. Nobody's happy. Nobody's happy with the way our country is being managed. Everybody knows it's mismanaged. So as we go down the road toward more and more lawlessness, you're going to see more and more trash. And if your road is trashy, it will get more trashy. So people see us with a five-gallon bucket, you know, family will be out there walking a mile down the road, and there's no sign that says, you know, trash pickup courtesy of the Finelli family or Natural Farms. We just do it. And sometimes people say, stop, say, with their vehicles, what are you doing? As if we have to explain they're picking up trash. But if you go down our road, you don't see much trash. You hardly see any at all. And that's because we pick it up. Kathy, where would you like to go today?
Well, Vince, I have some topics, and I guess you can tell me what you'd like to go to first. I had some observations at the grocery store and the pharmacy. Also, we were going to talk about how to make appliances and things in your home last longer. We were going to talk about possibly places that we could boycott. And I have an update on a little bit of an update on the pet foods. Everything is still hush-hush for the most part, but I do have those four things that I wanted to maybe discuss today, if that's okay with you.
Oh, absolutely. So, is inflation high on your list?
Yeah, it is. You okay. know, Vince, I'll tell you, I went to the grocery store, and I do like to do this once in a while where I just go while I'm shopping and I take the time to observe. And it's probably my best teacher. So one was Walmart. I don't go there very often. There's a couple things that I get there that I can't get anywhere else. So I was there, and there was a big sign, and it said, no cash. Cash machines down. So you had to use a credit card. So that was different. I mean, I don't understand how they do their cash. Maybe they, you know, have some brought in and they have to, you know, obviously put it in their cash registers. But that was one observation. And the other is at the pharmacy, I've been hearing and reading that there's been hacks. And so if you need anything, I would contact the pharmacy to see if you can get it. It's not been everywhere, but it's becoming more common. In the last few days, I've noticed more and more. So some people are having to have their doctors write them a handwritten note because they can't call them in. The computers, the systems have been hacked in some of these pharmacies. And then the other is they can't get their medication. And then the third thing is they can get it, but because of the hack, they have to pay cash for it, and hopefully the insurance will reimburse them later. And some of these medications are extremely expensive.
Yeah, so, some medications could cost in the thousands of dollars per month. Yes.
Absolutely.
And people are paying insurance, which is really expensive, to help lower those costs of the pharmaceuticals. This is like a quadruple whammy. This is a real problem, and everything you said is absolutely correct and been reported.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, I've said this before, that talking about commercials that are being broadcast on a network or a radio station is the kiss of death. But I'm going to comment on one. You just heard a commercial by Marjorie Wildcraft. I know Marjorie Wildcraft. She and I broadcasted together. We did a live remote from our Get Prepared Expos years ago. And so she has not been to the farm, but I do know her and in person. And she was an exhibitor and a broadcaster with me at USA Prepares. And she, I'm going to try to quote her. I believe this is accurate. In her last commercial, "I lost friends and family," end quote. We all have. All of us here at USA Prepares have lost friends and family. And it means lots of ways. And what she means, I believe, is that they no longer appreciate her advice and counsel. They have distanced themselves from her. I believe that's what she meant. And that has happened to all of our instructors. Every single one of us has lost friends and family in terms of they think we're nuts. Which leads me to something that I wanted to mention, which is propaganda. Propaganda class is not aimed at us at USA Prepares. Propaganda is aimed at the GDP because they don't know enough to know what propaganda is and that it's misleading. They don't realize that. So that's why when you talk to people, they'll say things like electric vehicles, oh, they're great. They're great for the planet. They're green. They're not green. They pollute more. They pollute more than internal combustion engines. And that's now making the news, that they pollute way more, especially in terms of tires and the rubber. You wonder where, when your tires wear out, What happened? Well, the tread that used to be on your tires has become airborne. And the guy behind you, and the guy behind that guy, and the gal behind them, all get to breathe it as they go down the highways and byways. That's where your tires went. And we use millions and millions and millions of tires per year. And we send the particles of rubber and synthetic rubber and plastics airborne. So Kathy also mentioned something about the Chinese factory outlet and no cash. Well, they do have to have cash come in, and usually it's brought in by an armored vehicle. So the cash comes in. But let's say they bring in one unit of cash to give out as change from the cash registers. But they bring in a lot more than that from the sale of products. So it's not like they need a lot of cash, but they need some to make change. And then they have, you know, after a few hours of operation, they've got plenty of cash to make change. So I'm not sure what this is all about, but I do know that when the electricity goes down, you can't buy anything with a credit card. You can't buy anything with a credit card. And Walmarts use so much electricity at their stores. They use it for their data processing, their computing. They use it to keep the lights on, the refrigeration running, the heat on, the air conditioning on. It's an enormous, enormous use of electricity for these large stores. And the doors open all the time, right? People are coming and going all the time. So those are a couple of the comments. Oh, and the pharmacy, that's absolutely correct. There has been hacking. Pharmacies are not all of them are operational. We've put all of our eggs in one basket. So what happens is that the doctors and their assistants and the staff send prescriptions to the pharmacy. The pharmacy sends it to the insurance company. The insurance company, this is all electronic. The insurance company says pass or fail, whether they're going to pay it or not. Or no, we need to get more information from the doctor. Something's not right. So information goes back and forth electronically. Pharmacies have been hacked. It's a real problem. And then there are shortages. Because a lot of our medications come from China. And they're not our best friends anymore, are they? So, Kathy, those things are all true, everything you've said. What's next?
Well, you know, Vince, it's really sad because this song, Outed, you know, I always hated it when they said, when you went to the doctor, that everything now is all computerized and they're writing everything you say down. I really hated that when they started that.
Right, right. And now doctors are beginning to charge administration fees on top of their fees. It's like more expensive now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
USA News Update. A bill to keep government agencies funded through September of this year is now passed out of the House. The bill now heads to the U.S. Senate for approval before a Friday deadline. The measure was expected to gain congressional approval this week. It ensures no partial government shutdowns can impact key government agencies like agriculture, commerce, justice, and transportation departments.
We find the defendant, Hannah Gutierrez, guilty.
The Rust movie Armorer at the center of controversy in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins is being being found guilty of involuntary manslaughter, Hutchins was killed by a prop gun that fired a live round. However, Hannah Gutierrez Reed will now face punishment. Earlier in the week, a state workplace safety investigator testified there were no policies put in place by movie management at the time to prevent real bullets from getting mixed in with others in the prop gun. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's going to be slight.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my. When you go to DC, for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, I've got a combination of 5-Minute University and domestic engineering today. And lots of short lessons that you can apply. Kathy, you were talking about inflation. Do you have any examples that you'd like to share with us?
You know, Vince, everything when I go to the store, it just makes me, I just can't believe, like, one example was Tide. One of their liquid bottles was $27. You know, I use my own soap, and I know you use inexpensive soap from Sam's, which just makes sense to me. You know, Vince, I saw a lady at the grocery store. They have those refrigerated coolers at the end of the aisle, and there was a Coke there, and she bought it. It was $2.79 for one of those Cokes. I just... I'm like, I can't believe it. But it's, I just see it with everything, you know, dairy, meat, all, you know, and even your everyday things. I mean, your toiletries, you know, it's not uncommon now for a box of Kleenex to be $1.50 for a box of Kleenex. So, but the thing I wanted to say that I observed this week, Vince, was, you know, I observed that the products aren't there. Like something I bought before, after I found it in the fourth store, and it used to be in every store. So they must really be limiting their what they're putting on their shelves. That's the only thing I can think of, or maybe the big sellers, because it's a fairly common thing, and I couldn't find it. And then they had one store. And this is a piece of advice I can give somebody. You know, watch your store sales flyers. Sometimes you'll go like 2 weeks and they hardly have anything decent on sale. And then you might get like to that third week and they'll have a bunch of stuff. Like that's what I had this past week. So I went to the store. Unfortunately, half of what I had on my list was out of stock. And so I asked the cashier. She said, well, you'll have to talk to customer service. So I went to customer service, and they said, oh, no, we don't give any rain checks anymore. If we're out of it, we're out of it. You can't get the item. So I still got some things, but I might have not gone to the store if I'd have known I wasn't going to get half. I mean, some of them, they didn't even have a tag at the shelf for it. And I'd ask a worker there, well, we just don't have it. You know, they'd look around and say, well, if it's not there, then we don't have it in. So that's something that I really think that that's what I'm noticing. But, you know, some of the advice I would give people is to, and I've said this before, so forgive me, but, you know, I would track your prices. Now, one thing you could do is you could, just to kind of keep track of like what you're using and how often, you could like take a marker, let's say a can of coffee. You could write the date, maybe the store, just in a marker, and the price. And then that way, if you get like a book or on the computer, you want to start tracking things, then you go, because sometimes I know what the price is, but I can't remember which store I got it from, because I go to various ones. So I would say to do that. And the other thing I would say, Vince, is like, especially your perishable items, I would kind of go through those frequently. You know, date it in your refrigerator, like when you have leftovers. Let's say today you had leftover chili or something. Just put today's date on it, and then you'll use it. Or if you have like peppers or lettuce or things like that, I mean, you look at those and use them before you go to the store, because I forget. You think you're going to remember what you have in your refrigerator and in your pantry, but you don't. But especially your perishables, because the other stuff you can use. But, you know, Vince, there's so many examples of prices that are so high. A thing of orange juice, like the frozen concentrated orange juice, the store brand was $3.29 for one. The last time I bought it was 99 cents. You know, I just go into the store and I think, how can people afford this?
Well, so, I don't think they can, Kathy. Yeah. I was talking in the last week or so with a gentleman who works at a company that manufactures boats, small boats. And I said, so what's the economy like for your company there where you guys make boats? It's a pretty big company. And he said, well, we've got thousands of them on the lot, and we're making them, but we're not selling them. You hear that, class? They're making them, but they're not selling them. And I think that's the case for a lot of things, you know, a lot of expensive products. Here's an example of, well, when you're talking about rain checks, Kathy, the reason that people, customers, demanded I'm talking about for decades, demanded rain checks was because when a company like a store, a supermarket, would advertise something and they'd be out of it, if they didn't provide a rain check, the customers would say, I know what you're all doing. You all are selling things that on sale that you don't have. So you bring us into the store with these advertised prices, but you don't have any. So y'all are lying to us. You're advertising things that you don't have. So to prevent that from happening, stores came up with rain checks. Now, they don't really know how many people are going to buy the item that they put on sale. So they guess. But if they, in the case that's happening now, it seems like they're selling a very limited quantity of the items that they're advertising. And I find the same thing that you're finding. You go into the store and they don't have it. It's on sale. And you could have bought it if they had it, but they don't have it. And no rain checks. And that is now, like, seems to me the predominant model of business. Advertise it, hope the customers come in, and hope you don't lose too many customers when they walk out the door for the thing they wanted to buy. And it's expensive to go to the store now because of the fuel costs and the cost per mile. You know, the federal government says that it's over 50 cents a mile to drive your car for buying things. 50 cents a mile. Oh, it's more like 55 cents a mile. That's pretty darn expensive. And here's an example of inflation, Kathy. You mentioned Tide detergent. Okay, so we use an old-fashioned Kenmore made by Whirlpool dishwasher in our kitchen. And it uses dishwashing powder. Well, I checked the price this morning. Dishwashing powder is $5 in Cascade brand, $5.73 for 75 ounces. We use, because we have soft water, we use probably less than 1/2 ounce. Per wash. So a 75 ounce box of Cascade will go 150 washes, actually a little bit more than that. So that's 3.8 cents every time we wash dishes in the dishwasher, a full load, just for the detergent, 3.8 cents. Now compare that to the new modern way, that's the old fashioned way. The new modern way is to use these packets, and you can get them by the bucket, in a plastic bucket that you're going to throw away because the plastic's going to shatter. So you can get Cascade Complete from the same store, 43 of them. So you can wash 43 loads for $13. That's about 30 cents a piece versus the powder, which we use, which is 3.8 cents per load. Which means, if you do the simple arithmetic, it's 8 times more expensive to use these little packets of detergent as compared with measuring it yourself. It's unbelievable. And people are falling for this nonsense. I can't get over it. These people with green agendas are buying packets of detergent with non-recyclable buckets that they're going to throw away at 8 times more the price, 8 times more expensive. Kathy, any comments?
You know, I totally agree. And Vince, I was reading about that, and they said those plastic that comes in, some of the people were commenting that sometimes that plastic doesn't always dissolve and it gets caught in the filter at the bottom. They don't recommend it. I don't know if it can damage it, the motor, after a while, or if it just gets caught. They really weren't that clear on their explanation.
Well, but, it has to dissolve in the hot water. Mm-hmm. So here's a 5-minute university tip, and I'm darn sure Kathy and I have never talked this, but I'm darn sure this she does the same thing in her household. So when we wash dishes, we rinse them. And then we put them in the dishwasher, okay? So there's no chicken bones. There's no glued-on, dried-on food. The plates actually look like they've been washed. before they go in the dishwasher. Okay, so we've had our dishwasher's been running almost 19 years now, because we're careful what we put in it. We don't let the dishwasher fight through tough, gooey stuff on plates. So while we're rinsing off the dishes, actually we have a bucket, a plastic bucket in the we have a dual bowl sink, and one of them is for utensils. So knives, forks, spoons go in this drop of dishwashing liquid is in there in this bucket with water, and it could be like a used large container for yogurt, or it could be a cottage cheese container. Okay. And so the knives, forks, spoons soak in there after having the meal, and they come out of there and they get scrubbed with a nylon bristle brush before they go into the dishwasher. That's one thing we do. So there's no caked on food on the utensils. We wash the dishes with a scrub brush, a nylon bristle brush, both sides, top and bottom, and in the dishwasher they go. And because we use warm water for that, the water is hot to the sink, which is right next to the dishwasher, so we don't have to heat up the water that would be not as hot starting the dishwasher. So it saves energy right then and there. Kathy, do you do the same thing?
I do. I have a little jug that I keep in the closet by the kitchen, because I have a bird bath, and I'll just use that. I'll fill that up, and then when I need to replenish the bird bath, I just use that water, or for rinsing, if I have anything for rinsing. And, you know, Vince, one of the things I do, there's certain things, obviously, I don't put in the dishwasher. But let's say I made breakfast and I have half a dozen things that I really wouldn't wash in the dishwasher, or they're just big and they would take up most of the dishwasher basket. I have one little area that I'll put things that, like I have a pair of wooden tongs that you use for the toaster. Like if you've got like an English muffin and it gets down in there, they're wooden. They're bamboo.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy in Ohio is with us, and we're talking about domestic engineering and five-minute university lessons. Kathy, when we talk about washing dishes, we only wash them when the dishwasher is full. We don't do small loads, and we don't put pots and pans in the dishwasher either. And the reason is the dishwashing detergent, whether it's powdered or these packets, is really, really rough on the Bakelite handles of the like Revereware. Our Revereware is from the 1960s and from the 1970s. So it's pretty darn old, but you wouldn't know it because it looks great because we wash it by hand and we wash it very carefully. So it doesn't go in the dishwasher. So if you want to beat up your Bakelite, Revereware pots and pans or your Farberware, the dishwasher is a great way to beat it up. Kathy, your experiences with that?
Oh, I agree, Vince. If you do do that, it turns it. It gets like little cracks in it, and it turns it like a dull black color. Because I have a couple of pans that I probably did it when I was younger, but I also know I picked up a couple at like garage sales and stuff. So, and you know, Vince, here's some things that I would not put in the dishwasher. First of all, sharp knives. I mean, I know that they say it dulls them, but if you put a knife in or anything sharp, especially if you put it on where you have the coated on your racks, I believe, you know, it can damage it, and then you've got like a cut or you've got rust starting. So I wouldn't put sharp knives in. Obviously, anything wooden, like your wooden utensils, like spoons or cutting boards. I mean, it'll just ruin the wood. It really will. Aluminum things. I don't use aluminum things, but I know it can discolor them and pit them. Copper. The other one, Vince, they talked about was like your insulated travel mugs. I think that, you know, sometimes it can get in between the insulation. And you can get the water, and it can warp it, especially if it's like a hard plastic or something like that. I mean, I wouldn't put them in. One thing they said was like fragile glassware and crystal. And I think we all have certain glasses that got that etching on them. And I think if it's a fine china or a fine crystal, it just would make sense to wash it. There's a lot of things that you really, if you think about it, you can't put in. But they said sometimes that kind of glassware is more delicate. and it can get chipped and cracked. And then if it gets down into the filter or the motor, it can damage the motor. So I have been guilty of putting some crystal in, but not very often. So I guess I have to be a little more diligent on that. The other thing, Vince, is like things with sticky labels. Like, don't put in your spaghetti jar or anything that's got tape on it, because there again, that can all go down into that filter. And you know, Vince, you could probably explain it better than me, but there's a filter down there, and I take my bottom rack out and I turn it like a quarter turn and I lift it out, and almost always there's hair, dog hair, my hair, might be little pieces of like maybe food or grass or something that got caught in there that came off the plate. That's why I could never understand why some of these people say, oh, don't rinse off your dishes. Because to me, that doesn't make any sense, because I feel like you're making your dishwasher work harder and more of that's going to go into the filter. And the other one that they talked about, Vince, was they said a lot of the places, they'll say your pressure washer lid can go in, but then the theory is they can, and they say they can, but they said sometimes food can get trapped in those valves, so they wouldn't recommend it, because if it gets sloshed around in there while you're washing. But I don't know if you can.
Did you mean
you
pressure,
have anything else
pressure
then.
Cooker?
Yeah.
Were you talking about a pressure cooker or pressure? Okay. Yeah, I agree. Aluminum is really, really dangerous to put in the dishwasher from a health perspective. This is my opinion, class, so I don't know if you're going to be able to find this on the internet or not. But aluminum corrodes very, very quickly. It oxidizes very quickly. And aluminum oxide is very, very hard. Very hard. Harder than glass. As a matter of fact, it's so hard it's used in sandpaper. And it's called aluminum oxide sandpaper. So the old story is that, you've got your car and you've got ice on the windshield, and the only thing that you have is a soda can that you can scrape the ice off with, and you use the bottom of the soda can to scrape the ice off. Well, if the soda can's been around for a while, it's oxidized. You know, it might be just a month. Well, if it's oxidized, it's got aluminum oxide on it, and you're going to sand your windshield. So don't do that. So, and you don't want to eat aluminum. You don't want aluminum anywhere near anything that you eat. You really don't. And I don't get it with aluminum soda cans, because a lot of sodas are acidic, highly acidic. Like acid that's so strong that it'll eat glass. But temporarily, I guess it can stay in an aluminum can. But I'm sure you're eating aluminum particles with a aluminum canned soda. We'll be right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.